Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
Here we gather in place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Welcome to show 338, our highest numbered show yet.
It is.
You know, John McConnell sent me an email. He listened to show 337, which he was a guest on. And he wrote, "This week we managed to insult the Donald campaign, Miley Cyrus, former Governor Whitman, current Governor Christie, future Governor Murphy, and if there's any justice, there isn't, future inmate Menendez. Next time, we take on the annoying douchebags in the Sonic commercial." John, well, you need to come on the show more, John. That was hysterical.
That must be a record, though, for us, huh?
What, insulting? Even not enough, us? Right?
No, yeah, not enough.
No, we've insulted more people.
Oh, we have. Yeah, definitely.
There is no justice. Senator, U.S. Senator Robert Menendez, a.k.a. Pumpkinhead, hung jury, so it's a mistrial. The prosecutor could bring charges again.
Did you hear that speech that he made? It was like a freaking victory speech.
And he also said that for those that were trying to fill his seat, I know who you are and I won't forget you.
Yeah.
Because that's how politicians work today.
Especially in Jersey.
Yes. And, you know, it's a shame because I'm 56 years old and I don't have anybody to accuse for molesting me.
No, I know.
Right? How do you feel about that?
I know. You know, anybody.
You know, our political class and our elite Hollywood rich people class, who for the past 50 years have been ramming their lifestyle and shit down our throat, that that's the way we're supposed to live and this is the way we're supposed to act. Is everybody getting a clear picture? Because on the surface, we all knew about the adultering and all the divorces and the, you know, the drugs and alcohol abuse that went on, drunk driving, et cetera, et cetera. But now we're trying. Now we're trying to see, you know, the pedophiles and the molesters, and you know.
And you knew it was there, but now they're all of a sudden it's become an issue. But what I find great is the left is eating their own now.
Oh my God, it's incredible, isn't it?
It's great.
And I just bought Donna Brazile's book, Hacked. Hacks.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
buy
I didn't
it?
Read it yet. I got it yesterday. I got back from Orlando, and it was here, Amazon, so I had pre-ordered it. I'm looking forward to reading that about how, you know, her story. Of course, she doesn't mention in her book that she sent Hillary Clinton the CNN debate questions.
Yeah, right there. She left that part out.
Yeah, so that's one thing. Because, well, nobody was supposed to know about that, but WikiLeaks released it. But, yeah, they're eating each other from the inside out. And I want to tell you, the degradation of our society, you know. If you haven't read The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire,
so
read
true.
It. The Roman Empire went 1,100 so years, was the most powerful empire ever seen, spread out amongst four continents. Builders, warriors, aqueducts, bathrooms.
Engineers. I mean, it's unbelievable.
In the end, when the empire crumbled, it was 1,000 years before they recreated the Roman recipe for making cement because it was lost when the empire crumbled.
It's great.
And when the empire crumbled, they had gotten so fat and lazy that they had vomitoriums.
Yep.
But what's interesting is the men got fat and weak, and the men started having sex with men, and the men started having sex with boys, and it was all out in the open, and no one was building, designing, planning, protecting, and the empire crashed. Well, let's take a mirror and reflect it on the U.S. in 230 years.
Right.
Everybody's fat. The men are with the men. The men are with the children. It's almost becoming acceptable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In our society.
This used to be frowned upon, but no longer now.
And our infrastructures are falling apart. We're taxed to death.
Yep.
And we're being invaded.
Yes. And our armies, just like the Roman armies, instead of through that entire period, they remained strong because they kept their armies defending Rome. Then they decided, oh, let's go out and defend other places. And that's exactly what sounds pretty familiar, too.
Yes.
You know, how we're all over the damn world.
So read The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire. Yeah. I just got back from a five-day business trip in Orlando, where I toured backstage theme parks and stuff because, you know, Gun for Hire is a family entertainment center. And one of the major parks gave a breakfast presentation, and the man up there, who was 75 degrees and he was wearing a silk scarf, he said that, yeah, the parks are adapting to the new challenges of all the new genders.
Oh, how many? The 99, I think, is the last count.
And I may have made a noise.
Did you make a noise?
That attracted the attention of a lot of people. It might have been a disgust-sounding noise. Oh. And then a few minutes later,
so
they were
character for you.
They were showing us some of the endangered species they have in the animal park, and I may have said
like
a little
real
too
men?
Loud, probably tasty. And and I got the same looks from the 99 gender people.
Oh, wow. That's unusual.
You know, we have a man in the United States now, a Caucasian man who's identifying as a Filipino.
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay, because you can identify as a goldfish if you want.
If you want, yeah.
And we're supposed to accept it.
Of course we are. Yeah, and we're the science deniers because we don't believe that the same people who can't tell you whether it's going to rain tomorrow morning, who are in charge of telling us about global warming. And that carbon dioxide, which is what trees use, that we exhale and trees use it to grow, is a toxic chemical now. But we're science deniers.
Correct. You know, now don't take this the wrong way because I don't care what your lifestyle is, alternate lifestyle or not. Now, I have a problem with children, pedophiles and stuff. I have a major problem with that. But I don't care what you do, but why do I have to automatically accept and endorse and partake and be a part of it? I don't understand.
If I don't like it,
I'm a racist.
Well, it's socialism at its best.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Do the scarf thing again.
But the whole body has to, the whole body has to flip. The guy with the silk scarf, every time the scarf irritated him a little bit, he'd flip it, and his whole body would undulate. Would that be a good word?
Would be a good word. It's very descriptive.
You know, but I don't care what people do. You know, I'm open minded that way. It's just that we have to accept.
Dude, as
it.
Libertarians, we don't really give a crap.
And then they come back and say, oh, you know, if you don't accept it, you're a racist. No, I'm being realistic. You can't be a Chihuahua.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
You're a Caucasian. You don't. Right. You identify as Filipino.
Yeah.
Remember the white woman, Rachel, whatever her name was. She identified as a black woman.
And she was with the NAACP. So screwed up this world is.
I mean, just it's crazy.
Well,
it's
you
crazy.
Know, if you were a veterinarian and let's just say Winston, I mean, you think he identifies as a small black male dog or?
No, he identifies as a overeating male.
Royalty is what he identifies as.
I can't, you know, I sent you some links, Wall Street Journal. You probably couldn't open them because you're too cheap to subscribe, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. You know, it looks like we got a tax plan going through federally.
Is that what you want to call that?
Yeah, whatever. It's okay. A pork plan.
Yeah,
okay?
Bend over. Yeah. Yep.
And
this is with a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and you wonder why I'm not a Republican, and a Republican president.
They can't get anything done.
No, they can't get anything.
It's all, I told you, they should all wear NASCAR jackets.
Absolutely.
Of who their sponsors
Absolutely,
are.
Because Big Pharma's in their pocket. That's why you're never going to get, you know, Obamacare passed, because you've got the cartel between hospitals and Big Pharma, overcharging and the insurance companies.
We're screwed.
Yeah, sure.
But Wall Street Journal had an article about the great progressive tax escape, which is the truth because
– Oh, I actually did read that.
Yeah. New Jersey is number one of people leaving. Yeah, we all know that.
There's a surprise.
Then Connecticut, okay, then New York. And the people are leaving because of the
– High taxes?
High taxes.
Oh, my goodness.
But the problem is a lot of these people, when they leave and they go to Florida, that's why Florida is turning into a purple state.
Yeah.
And Pennsylvania is turning into a purple state because they're still taking their high tax liberal values with
them. Yes, yeah, absolutely they are. They're doing the same thing in North Carolina, South Carolina.
Massachusetts moving to southern New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Knappen talks about, you said North Carolina?
North Carolina, South Carolina, same thing, yeah.
Like, the people don't get it.
No.
You know, they don't get it. Like, we just taxed ourselves out of prosperity.
Right.
And now I'm going to, because I have money, because there's nothing more repulsive than a rich socialist. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
So let's, Miriam, Jonathan, Joey, let's all move over the border where there's no sales taxes. But wait a minute. You supported all that shit in your last state.
Yep.
And now you're moving in here. And then you bring your liberal views back with you, and it goes, the circle goes over and over again.
Right.
I can't handle it. So it was a great article. It's called, you guys can Google it. You can open it because they tweeted it. So it's the Great Progressive Tax Escape, and it's IRS data showing an accelerating flight from high tax states. And now when Phil Murphy is elected as governor,
oh my God. Yeah.
You know, they're going to have to build a Trump wall around the entire state to keep people
Just
in
to
who
keep
make
it,
money.
Yeah, right. Or to tax even. We have an exit tax here for those of you
who
live in
New Jersey.
Well,
we'll tax you on the way out.
Yeah, we'll tax you on the way out.
And I'm going to tell you, we're so screwed. He already started picking his transition teams, his Phil Murphy's transition team for the Law and Public Safety Committee. The first person is from one of Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety.
Yep.
So Bohica, ladies and gentlemen, 37% voter turnout.
And you know what? I have absolutely no sympathy for you because you did not go out and vote.
Correct. We're screwed.
We're screwed.
Hmm. So we have a new.
And they're going to be the loudest voices complaining when everybody's.
Yeah, from their armchair.
Right, exactly.
So we got a new Speaker of the House they voted in. Prieto's gone because he tried to cut a side deal with a side deal with a side deal with a side deal for a side deal.
Boy,
and one of them fell through.
That's so amazing.
Because this is how they work, you know. I always have this vision when our Assembly and Senate meet as when the pigs are at the table all gorging, wearing the human's clothes from Animal Farm, okay? That's how it looks to
me. Yeah, it's perfect. That's a great optic. Yeah.
Remember, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
You betcha. Okay? Especially here in
Jersey. If you've never read Animal Farmer 1984, you really should. Yeah. And if your IQ is above room temperature, you should read Atlas Shrugged, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They probably don't have kids reading this stuff anymore because they don't want them to realize the irony.
Yeah.
What's it? Somebody just put a book. What was it? Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged, now in nonfiction.
Yeah.
Okay. It's because it's true.
It's absolutely true.
So this guy's from Woodbridge, and his name is Craig Coughlin, and he will become the speaker in January. All right. They added two new members to their majority. Now they have 54 seats to 26. It's the largest the party's ever had in the assembly in 40 years. So we're not, we have no voice.
No. We didn't have a voice before.
Yeah,
we have less of a
voice. Just like the Republicans have no voice now because they're all screwing us. But
right.
He says, what's going to be our guiding principle is doing what's right and best for the working middle class people.
Yeah.
Bullshit. As part of that, Coughlin said a millionaire's tax will be considered. Ask Connecticut how that millionaire's tax
worked out.
Yeah,
that worked out well. Yeah.
They all moved.
Right.
Because millionaires can move.
Because we can, yes, exactly.
Okay.
We can just pick up and go anywhere we want.
All right. He said that the details how the state might get to a 15 minimum wage should be looked at thoroughly.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, sure. So collapse whatever businesses
I don't
are
pay
here.
Less than $15 an hour at my place, and they're always trying to shut me down.
Yeah, but it works upward, too.
Correct.
So let's just say you're paying $25 an hour, and the minimum wage comes through. The reason that there is a minimum wage is because of people of our generation, Aunt, when we – that's where we learned our values and how to work, and you worked in a deli. You learned everything you learned about business from those early jobs.
Correct.
If they don't exist – they'll do exactly what they did out in the West Coast and replace your ass with technology.
Correct.
It's not too far off.
Correct. So he talked about he's not too keen on legalizing marijuana. So there's going to be a rift. There's going to be side deals cut about that because Murphy is going to raise $87 trillion, making the whole state high. And they'll be so high they won't realize how much taxes they're paying.
Okay? Yeah, there it is.
All right. So
just before the French Revolution. That sound familiar?
But the committee said that the speaker has identified he is in lockstep with the vision of the new governor, and he wants to rebuild our economy. Good luck, good luck, good luck.
Okay, leave it to a Democrat to rebuild our economy as what?
But among the issues that Coughlin feels are important,
this is the worst one,
is equal pay bills and sane gun control.
Yeah.
And here's the quote.
Yeah.
You ready, guys? Here's the quote that all politicians use. Reasonable gun control is things like limitations on things like magazine size. Some of the things, well, he's ignorant. Some of the things that we've talked about in the past, he said. Things that I think that everyone would look at and say, we respect the Second Amendment. But there are things we ought to put in place. He used the word things 87 times.
And that whole line about we respect the Second Amendment.
Bullshit.
They don't even know what it says.
We're screwed. This is the new Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something right now. We are blessed that Steve Sweeney is still the Senate president. And I don't know what's going to happen.
How sad is that?
Steve Sweeney used to be an A rating with the NRA.
Yeah, I mean, he can be bought, is what we're saying.
What politician can't be bought?
Yeah, but Sweeney's got his price stamped right on his forehead, so it's
I'll pay cash.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. Any light in a tunnel at this point.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out,
and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
With the news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And we're back. Are we back?
We're back.
Come on, do I have to say anything?
You don't really have
all
to
right,
say
this anything. Segment is brought to you by Gunsitters. Gunsitters.com and their military wing is Weapons Guard. Gunsitters is getting a deluge of calls for lockers in either Eastern PA location.
It's a surprise.
Everybody's worried about their stuff.
Now.
And so you better get a locker. Yeah. Gunsitters.com. Check them out. You can store all your stuff.
All those high-capacity 15-round magazines.
They're coming for all of them.
Yes, they
if you
are.
Don't think they're coming for all of them, let's talk a little bit. I have some other things I want to talk about. All right, so we got over Gunsitters. They're going to be coming on soon. They have some other announcements. I think they're basically going to be renting out like the Superdome where we could all keep our stuff in Pennsylvania. All right, so this was in NJ.com. More guns are showing up on the streets in New Jersey. The question is why. At a police firing range in a desolate industrial area in the city, detective took aim at a target, a gray cinder block. By the way, you shouldn't shoot at cinder blocks.
That's
yeah, because you get stuff coming back at you and everything else, and it's a main problem. And, of course, they're shooting ARs and stuff, and they're talking about this year in Newark, 449 weapons have been recovered or seized, up from 377 during the same period last year. Most come from out of state, traveling a Route 95, the Iron Pipeline.
Yep.
Sandy talks about this all the time. The guns still keep making them up here, even though New Jersey has some of the toughest laws. Boy.
So it's everybody else's fault. So far in the article, they've blamed highways and other states for our crime problem here in New Jersey.
Exactly. Everything is our fault. So we're one of the highest gun trafficking states. And where they come from, you know, southern and western states that have looser
laws. It's called like an open market. That's economics, right? So if you put a ban on something and you restrict something, the market finds its way to get that thing.
You know, and Ambrose is saying that he has an uptick in firearm seizures in Newark because they come largely out of a strategy of, listen to this, this is, I never heard of this, focusing on people that commit the crimes.
No.
Mic drop. Wait. And I like Anthony Ambrose. He's also on Murphy's transition team, Law and Public Safety, which we're personal friends, so. Not a bad friend to have.
Yeah,
I've already gotten 3 phone calls already. So from people on Murphy's transition team, asking me opinions on stuff. So
that's good.
And I'm sure Scott Bach and Rob Nixon and Darren Goins have gotten 100 phone calls. But he's actually in Newark. They're focusing on the people that commit the crime and the violence. Okay, they have a special division targeting gangs and drug dealers.
That the cops are focusing on the people who commit the crimes, or are the dealers of guns, illegal guns, focusing on the people?
No, the cops.
Oh, wow.
And he wrote, they're the ones carrying the guns. They're the ones we should be focusing on. I can't believe it.
That's unbelievable, yeah.
Well, okay, and he said
just don't let them out?
And your buddy Josh Horowitz, the executive director of Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, says states like New Jersey with solid gun laws suffer because of their neighbors. Hello, hello Murphy, hello Coughlin. Maybe you guys should read this, okay? It says while New Jersey is far more stringent in gun restrictions, trafficking is hard to control with interstates 80 and 95 running through it. Don't worry, when Murphy raised the tolls on those two highways, he's going to put one on 80 and raise them on 95. No one's going to drive to our state. It'll be too expensive to traffic guns.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. In Virginia, you can go to a gun show any weekend and buy a gun. But I'm going to tell you something. There's misnomers that
Horowitz without a background check. What kind of bullshit is
A lot of guns are stolen guns.
Yeah.
A lot of guns are stolen. All right. Because of idiot people. So, and he wrote, this is, Ambrose wrote this, the penalties are low. Those convicted rarely do much jail time. There's little incentive to prosecute because it's so hard to get convictions. So we're the problem.
Right. We become the problem because they're too hard to prosecute because you can't get a conviction because it's hard to prove that they're trafficking guns. But if we stop for a Slurpee or to pee on our way to the range, and we're in an accident coming out of the 7-Eleven or the Quick Check or whatever, we go to jail. No questions asked. But they can't prosecute these people because it's hard to prove that they're trafficking guns. When you have an entire trunk load full of stolen guns, that's hard to figure out.
Even in New York Rep. Carolyn Maloney, who's a Democrat, she reintroduced a bill to toughen gun trafficking laws, making firearms trafficking a federal crime. I can't believe it's not. And imposing stronger penalties for straw purchases, right? The bill had 68 Democrats, 3 Republicans. It failed 3 times for vote in the House. So the politicians talk shit either. Like Knappen says, we're law-abiding criminals.
Right.
Why don't they go after those criminals, right?
Real
that's
criminals.
What they're going to talk about. So we're going to be going to Trenton starting in January, and we're going to be falling on deaf ears because we're going to be quoting this shit. You know, this is our world is upside down. Last week, I'm in Orlando. I see a thing on my news feed. A guy carjacked a kid and killed him when he stole the car. White guy, older white guy. He's been on death row for 20 years in Ohio. On Wednesday, they went to give him lethal injection to kill him. They couldn't find a vein, so they stopped the lethal injection not to induce any more harm or pain to him, and it's rescheduled for June of 2019.
When they can maybe find his vein?
So my response on Twitter was, didn't anybody have a pillow, extension cord, or a plastic bag?
Or give me a call. I'll go find his vein.
I would have jumped up with a pillow, and I would have been like, let's go!
Hey, okay. Do a cut down on his neck. Any way we need to get this stuff into? I don't understand why. Well, you know they do have to swab the area too, according to FDA.
I know.
They have to swab the area according to FDA regulations to make sure that there's no bacteria.
So they couldn't find a vein, so they're gonna the victim's family was all there, the protesters for and against and everything, and they poked around in his arm a little bit, and they called it off for 2 years.
2 years because they couldn't find it.
Because they couldn't. Find
so we're going to feed and clothe and house this piece of crap.
Again, so you progressives out there, explain to me how the world works.
Explain to me why Charles Manson, thank God he's almost on his way out, right? maybe by Showtime, maybe he'll be dead.
Explain to me how that you could be found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt of committing a crime like murder, that he shouldn't have been sentenced to murder, and that why should someone be on the death row for 20 years, and why should somebody – and they can't even claim it's a racial thing. It was an old white guy.
Yeah.
You know, we can't – you know, because I know we have a lot of blacks that are, you know, on death row or whatever, and it's a disproportionate amount and everything. I believe before you kill somebody, you need – you know, today with DNA evidence and stuff, if you got the DNA evidence, if you put the person in the right place at the right time, just kill them.
Right.
I mean, really, let's get it over with. And how else are we gonna fight crime? Look at this, the gun trafficking. So if I'm a shitbag, if I go to Virginia and I get 10 stolen guns and I drive them up to New Jersey, and I know that if I get caught, I'm only going to get a 6-month suspended sentence. There's no incentive to stop doing what I'm going to do.
No, not at all.
All right, if I could bring up 30 guns and make $500 a gun, that's great cash.
Sure,
man.
Absolutely.
So I am telling you that until we have real laws on the books or enforce the laws that are on the books. Yeah, but no, we're going to lower the magazine. We're going to make, there's going to be 5 million magazines in New Jersey that are going to be illegal, and somebody's going to get into a jam. And what's going to happen is they're going to make us the
serfs.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think of the word, though. The first person, the scapegoat, you know.
Yeah.
Up there's Anthony Colangelo caught with an evil 15-round magazine. We only have seven now. Right. So the judge is going to throw the book.
Yeah, to make the, you have to make that, hang somebody up on the hook so everybody else can look at them and say, I'm not going to really do that.
So I get a 15-year sentence. I have to serve 7 for a high-capacity magazine. A shipbird bringing 30 handguns and assault rifles from Virginia to New York or New Jersey gets a 6-month sentence.
Right. Like in Jersey City.
Correct. It's always, always what they do, because bad guys get stacked on charges, and then they plead the bad stuff down.
Right.
And then they plead to simple assault, and they walk away with time served.
They know how the system works better than the innkeepers.
Correct. Correct. Everything I do gonna be funky
from now on. Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
They said it wouldn't last. That was just wishful thinking. Gun for Hire Radio. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 7 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites. LibertyOfficeSuites.com has two locations, one on Changebridge Road in Montville and one on New Road in Parsippany for as little as $58 a night. $58 a month. You can have a professional
He's
office.
In that business now, too?
Environment, yeah. I'm pretty soon they'll have like a, hey, Ron, that's a good idea. Instead of Airbnb, you should have an office B&B.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, think about that, where people can just rent office space out, passing through an app. I just invented that,
just
by
invented
the way.
That,
yeah. Right. So, Ron, think about that. By the way, Ron Sousa, where have you been ever since you and Annette hooked up and you got engaged? You don't come to the range and shoot. You don't comment on
call,
the radio
he doesn't
show.
Write. He doesn't do anything.
Nothing.
I don't understand.
So, LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Support those who support us. So, Sandy, last year our Democrats in New Jersey and Christie signed it. We have bail reform now because bail was cruel and unusual to ask
terrible.
Someone to post a bond to make sure they weren't going
to
run.
Actually come back to court.
Yeah. So pretty much you can do whatever you want. So because we're going to focus on law-abiding citizens for guns, this is what happens in New Jersey. Now, here's a typical case. Guys, you guys listening to this in other states. Troy LaForte, 32, and John Jackson, 50, were both arrested during an investigation that uncovered, you ready for this? 6,000 bags of heroin was for personal consumption.
Personal, yes.
A loaded handgun and drug proceeds within 1,000 feet of a school, which is another felony in New Jersey.
Nice.
The investigation stemmed from authorities investigating drug sales on Martin Luther King Drive near Dwight Street. LaForte was arrested carrying 1,000 bags of heroin, 64 vials of cocaine. A search warrant in an apartment near the school resulted in the arrest of Jackson when police found 5,000 bags of heroin, a loaded handgun, and $11,000 in cash.
5,000 bags of heroin.
Yes. LaForte and Jackson are free to go after the Arnold Foundation's pretrial risk assessment tool determined that they are not a danger to the community or flight risk, therefore should not be subjected to any accountable release. Just a promise to appear in court. Just,
sure. Yeah, I'll be there. No problem. Okay. So they're not a flight risk, and they're not a danger to the community.
No.
Loaded firearms and 5,000 bags of heroin. Okay.
Yeah, because as soon as they got out, they were going back to their Princeton studies.
I wonder what the risk assessment tool would say about you and me.
The Arnold Foundation, they have a pretrial risk assessment tool. I'm sure these guys had no priors.
No, not
you know,
at all.
32 years old and 50.
No.
I'm sure they've never done anything.
Never done anything before.
You want to know something?
Girl
you
wanna, Scout cookies.
You want to be ROR? Show me what your work history was for the past 30 years.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Oh, what, you're 50? You've never had a job on the books? What are these assholes? See, this is the whole progressive mindset.
That's right.
Four or five plebes look at a piece of paper.
That's right.
They look at the guy and go, yeah, legit, let him out. See, now, the way I obviously can't sue government employees or anything if they release somebody, but they're out there building their enterprise again. How do you think they're going to pay for legal fees? The people they bought those heroin bags from want their money.
Right.
Okay.
They want
they're
all
right back
their money.
On the street selling shit again. This reminds me of, remember the movie Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
English business teacher. We're making widgets. We're doing this. We're doing that. And Rodney's like, don't forget, you got to pay off the garbage guys, the union inspectors, everything. And the guy's like, we don't operate a business like that. We do it legitimately. And Rodney rolled his eyes.
Yeah.
And he goes, what should we call the town the business is? And yet Dangerfield yelled, Fantasyland. Okay?
That's true. I remember that. It was great.
So these people... the part of the Arnold Foundation pretrial risk assessment.
Yeah.
They're looking long and hard at this, okay?
I'm glad.
Listen, guys and girls, I've never elaborated on my stuff, but 3 years ago, I had accusations thrown at me.
That's right.
I got locked up. I had to fight for a year to get pretrial intervention. I had to go to probation once a month. I had to give urine samples. I had to surrender everything that I owned of value for my freedom at 54 years old and had never committed a crime in my life with state and federal licenses and carry permits and everything.
Without any evidence at all.
Zero evidence based on hearsay.
Yeah, concocted by somebody who knew the system extremely well. And had a vendetta.
And I'm still paying for it because I have to wait until December 12th to file for my expungement. And that takes 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
So it's a four-year, hundreds of thousands of dollars. These two shitbags, 32 and 50, 6,000 bags of heroin, loaded handgun, $11,000 cash within a school grounds area. And they got released on their own recognizance.
Hey, let's not forget the legal fees of like $250,000.
Mike,
More than that.
More legal and professional fees.
Right.
More
for at the end to go, oh shit, we made a mistake.
When I applied for the pretrial intervention, it took them 6 months and 100 questionnaires and like 5 interviews in Morris County for me to get PTI because I had no record. You only allow PTI once. By the way, in New Jersey, it's one of two states that have what they call pretrial intervention. If you screw it up, you waive your right for indictment and you go right to trial. Okay, so you have to be a good boy or girl.
This is the same guy with a silver or gold shield PBA card. What do you have?
I have the silver card.
The silver
card.
Presented to you by the police at a banquet dinner for being such a model citizen.
Yeah. And, it meant for shit.
Right.
So now here's two real criminals. And, they're not a flight risk, and they're not going to go out and commit any more crimes, and they just released them. So they got to pay their legal fees. They got to pay whoever they bought that heroin from, because somebody's going to want money
somebody's
for those 6,000 bags of heroin.
Absolutely, sure.
And so what are they going to do? They're going to go work at McDonald's for $9 an hour? They're going to go right back to committing crime. So this is why
we need a $15 minimum wage.
Sorry, that was not me. I get excited when I think about the past 4 years of my life. but you know what? Karma.
Yeah.
Baby.
Karma's great.
So listen, Napin has been saying this for the longest time, and you all better be listening to this, because marijuana is going to be legal before you know it in New Jersey. If you have a marijuana dispensary card for medical or recreational marijuana,
no,
that's a disqualifier for you for guns. And that's the federal government, by the way.
Because it is still a federal crime.
It is still a federal crime. It's a controlled substance. If you have a medical marijuana card, the 9th U.S. District Court of Appeals says you can't buy a gun. Now, that's medical marijuana. Recreational, we don't know about yet, but I'm telling you, in New Jersey and federal, marijuana is marijuana.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not treated the same way as alcohol, where you can go out and get drunk tonight and then tomorrow morning go to the range. So, you know, we're waiting to see what the final result is. But, of course, the 9th Circuit Appeal ruled 3-0 on Wednesday that a ban preventing medical marijuana card holders from purchasing firearms is not in violation of the Second Amendment. The Associated Press, there are 9 Western states under the appeals court jurisdiction, including Nevada, where the case originated. A lawsuit was filed in 2001 by a pothead who wanted marijuana and he wanted his guns. It's not going to happen, okay? She claimed that she doesn't actually use marijuana. She just obtained the card to show her support for legalization.
Of course. Yeah.
So, well, you screwed up, okay? Right. This is going to be a big battle and a big fight. I'll tell you, it's going to affect my business because the more flunkies that are getting the medical and recreational marijuana, it's going to hit them. Life's going to come at them fast. It's going to tell them that they can't have guns in their possession or anything.
Now, are they a prohibited person? Can they not even touch a firearm?
Yeah, you're a prohibited person.
Oh, wow.
Like I was for 3 years.
3 years.
So, yeah, they're gonna join the club. I'm
see
not a prohibited person right now, but once I get my expungent, everything will be back to normal. But, yeah, I tell you guys all the time, you know, keep Napin's card in your wallet. You should keep gun sitters. I was fortunate that I saw it coming. I didn't have any guns in my possession. Everything was transferred to the business, but when I was in a holding cell, they went through the whole list to make sure I didn't have any. They wouldn't release me until they made sure I didn't have any guns.
And they checked off every single one.
Yeah. I have one that's with the Essex County Prosecutor's Office that was using an incident many years ago, and I had to show
not
a
your
copy.
Incident.
No,
to be clear on this.
But I had to show a copy of the paperwork that it was in evidence.
That it was in evidence.
And it would be in evidence forever, and then they released me. But six officers searched my house top to bottom. That's why I tell all you guys and girls out there, if you have anything suspect, if you went to a gun show in Pennsylvania, you bought an out-the-front type of knife or something like that. If you get in the poo and they come in and check your house, or you're like, ooh, I always wanted a 30 or 50-round magazine. Let me buy it while I'm at the show in Pennsylvania. Now, all of a sudden, you know, I sat out front of my old house with Winston next to me smoking a cigar while 6 cops rifled through my house.
Yeah.
And one of them yelled my name to come inside, and he had found a crossbow, which didn't belong to me. It belonged to my ex's son. So they still confiscated it. And they put it under my name, but I never went to pick it up. So, but whatever. But imagine if I was sitting out there and if I knew I had illegal stuff in the house.
Wow.
You know?
You'd be sweating
right?
up a storm.
Like a slingshot or a couple of switchblades.
Yeah. Yeah, like a slingshot.
Some high-capacity magazines. God forbid. This is what I'm telling you people.
Right.
You know, back in 93 when they banned, like, the M1 carbines, at the time, Charlie Padula's father had a house in Pennsylvania. I shipped my stuff out there. I sold them to him.
And it's going to be like that again. I mean, you know, we're going to...
Yeah,
those
coming.
Of us who remember what that was like...
Yeah. You know, I remember quite well.
It's going to be like
any
that
gun
again.
That had Colt on it, you know, Sporter or anything else like that, they banned guns by name.
Yeah.
A whole list of guns banned by name. And I remember being in a bullet hole back in the day and people coming in and either giving stuff to Manny to sell or shipping out of state. I didn't see anybody turn their stuff in. That was an option as well.
Yeah.
Everybody was either selling it or shipping it out of state to friends and family members' houses in free states.
It's coming, and I think it's coming on a federal level too. And I think that you're going to see a lot of these weak-spined Republicans cave on gun bans and everything else because you know it's not going to stop. The shooting is starting, and it's starting from the left. All of these mass murders have been lefties, and for some reason, the lefties who are so anti-gun. Are getting their hands on guns and using guns, which is kind of an interesting, we don't have time to get into it, but it's a very interesting psychological thing that people who are so anti-gun picture everybody else to be as irresponsible as they are, and that's why they're anti-gun, because
Correct.
They know they're unhinged.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, you got 3 seconds to say something.
I can't wait till we talk about this hotel in Charlotte, North Carolina. I've been to that Westin.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't wait till we talk about it.
Yeah, I have too. Yeah. You know, as it turns out, one out of every three of us is caring for an aging parent. And if you're one of us, I don't have to tell you how difficult that can be. And until now, good sound advice that you could really trust was few and far between. The show is called Parents Are Hard to Raise, and every week it's jam-packed with expert advice and some pretty cool tips and tricks that'll help you and your parents grow older together without losing your minds. It's free expert elder care advice with a Jersey attitude. The show is hosted by my wife, Diane Berardi, who's been a practicing gerontologist for over 3 decades. So the insight's real, and the advice you get is battle-tested and ready to go. And it's often a little edgy. Parents Are Hard to Raise. Available on iTunes, Google Play, and on demand at iHeartRadio or at parentsarehardtoraise.org. And now, with great sadness, back to the show.
This segment is brought to you by County Line Firearms. County Line Firearms, New Jersey, is located on Route 10 East in East Hanover, across the street from the Best Buy. Stop by and see Carlos at County Line Firearms NJ and tell him we said hello. So we talk about guns coming from the iron pipeline and how did it get those guns. A lot of them are stolen and stuff. Sandy sent me this article. An FBI counterterrorism supervisor is under...
You can't make this shit up.
He's under investigation after a woman stole his gun following a night of heavy drinking in a North Carolina hotel.
His gun, badge, watch, and wallet.
She stole his Glock 40, $6,000 Rolex. It only had $60 in cash,
yeah.
Okay?
Well, because he has a $6,000 Rolex on a government pension.
And his badge.
And his badge.
The episode is an embarrassing mishap for the FBI, okay?
You think?
Other senior agents and him were in Charlotte for training.
On what, gun retention? Or?
They had been drinking with women who they said were, I love this, exotic dancers. Where I come from, that's called a stripper.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that.
Investigators determined that the victim.
Professional women. They were professional women.
Investigator Manson met a woman in a hotel bar that prior night and took her back to his hotel room. At 6:30 the next morning, police officers for the department were called to the hotel. Mr. Manson was incapacitated because of alcohol. You should always drink yourself to blackout when you're carrying a gun.
With a loaded gun and a badge.
Yeah. He couldn't talk, so a fellow agent had to give the report.
He couldn't talk.
Okay? Okay? The gun was identified as police as a Glock 27, a compact model that is easy to conceal. I love how they write the press
of course.
Shit,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. You got to put a twist on that.
The federal law allows agents to carry concealed weapons while off duty, but not while they are intoxicated. That's interesting.
Gee, wow.
You know, the agent could have bought one of those small little gun vaults that with a cable on it. He could have put it around the frame of the bed.
This guy had it on him the whole time.
Because he was showing off to the girl.
Well, of course.
Okay? He was showing off to the girl. So he lost everything. Now, that gun is going to end up in Newark or New York
or
something.
Yeah. And I wonder what the badge is going to wind up. How much that's going
to
be.
And they're going to change the law to make it harder for us law-abiding citizens who already own our shit legally and have it locked up legally.
Right.
They're going to make the law harder for us because of a drunk special supervisor, counterterrorism, with the FBI.
We are so screwed. I mean, what is going on with the FBI? Seriously. What really is going on with the FBI?
You know, the FBI is not managed like it used to be. No. Why? Because it's focusing on Trump and Russia.
I wonder what Jules has to say about stuff like this. I mean, we should have him on.
All right, Jules, you want to come back on? Well, I got a letter from Jules. He wrote, congratulations on breaking another gun for hire record, show 337. I'm back from Florida and happy to say I voted by mail. How's Winston? Winston's walking on three legs. He's 12 years old now. He takes nine pills a day, you know.
Like the rest of us.
Which are wrapped in cheese, so he has no problem.
Right.
And he wrote, John McConnell's absolutely correct about the culprits being the insatiable big government. Sadly, this whole New Jersey pension underfunding scheme was the brainchild of a Republican governor and continued ad infinitum with Republicans and Democrats alike.
Yep.
Big government sucks. The main responsibility of the federal government is defense of the nation and its citizens. However, the U.S. budget for 17 was $3.6 trillion, and the U.S. defense budget was $587 billion, or 16%. Does 16% tell our elected officials take our security and prosperity as a nation serious? No. Before any critic starts throwing tomatoes at me because I spent 30 years in federal service, please take note. I voted twice for Ronald Reagan while in federal service, which was against my personal financial interest because his philosophy was a riding tide raises all ships, and I still believe that is true. Republicans and Democrats today believe in taking from the productive and giving to the non-productive, to be fair. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I understand this. If you have a car with two flat tires, would you take the air out of the good tires to be fair to the flats?
Only if you're in government. Yeah.
Or would you attend to the flats to make them viable like the others? Of course you attend to the flats to make them viable, unless you're a self-interested politician that only cares about re-election and not a bit about the people he's supposed to represent. This country needs a reset button. Article 5, conventions of the state, is the only answer. I agree, but it's going to be a long uphill battle to get something like that.
Yeah, especially today with these – you know – we need the House. We need the Senate. We need the presidency. You got them all. And you still have nothing. You've got no stones to do anything because they're bought and paid for.
Every politician, I think Scott said this once, that when a politician is elected first time, they have extremely good intentions.
Yeah.
And then once you're in, it's about self-preservation. And a lot of it has to do with not having term limits.
And the juice, too, that they get in. I mean, I saw that firsthand. And, you know, I talk about that a lot, going into the bowels of Congress and in the city that's underneath Congress. They have their own. The members' cafeteria looks like the finest five-star restaurant you've ever seen in your life. Linens. Everybody else is like chattel. You know, it's all just a bunch of cockroaches. They have their own.
Our fault, by the
way. Yep, it is. They have their own elevator that only they can ride with an freaking elevator operator inside. When was the last time you saw an elevator operator? Because, of course, they don't want to bruise their fingertip hitting the button to go up and down. But that's nothing compared to the parade of people with buckets full of money who visit their offices every single day. And who wants to give that up? And that's a problem.
Correct.
I don't care how solid you are. How's your soul when you get in there?
Yeah, they sell their soul out. I mean, absolutely. Look at Menendez, as hubris as he was. He almost went to prison. He knew he wasn't going to prison.
Of course.
And he'll get reelected.
Reelected. Yeah.
And he'll get reelected again.
Right.
Okay, because they have the money and the juice behind them.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they come out and attack each other in public, but that's all pre-rehearsed.
Lindsey freaking Graham came from South Carolina to Newark to testify on his behalf.
Correct.
What does that say?
Correct.
It's just terrible.
Booker did, too.
Oh, of course.
Booker flew in with his cape, closet cape crusader.
That horse is
in. Oh, my God. He's running for president.
Of course he is.
You know.
Right behind. It's going to be you have to duke it out with Murphy, because that's what Murphy's using Jersey as a stepping stone.
I know. Everybody thinks Murphy's going to run for president next. Yeah. So they all think they can run it better.
Oh,
I think Murphy, I think in January we're going to get hit with 20 anti-gun bills.
Oh,
that's my prediction.
Whatever's stacked up there, you know.
About 80, but I think we're going to hit about 20 because he has marijuana, he has sanctuary states, and he has extreme budget woes. And he promised the NJEA and the police and fire unions and everything. Again, John McConnell and Jules and these guys talking about it, you know, it's not necessarily or at all the rank and file, but it's managers and supervisors and all the, you know, boss tweeds up there that are lining their pockets. But it's going to be an interesting ride for New Jersey. We did a pretty good job 8 years of holding the line. And now we're going to fall like Connecticut and California and Massachusetts.
And my fear is what happens in New Jersey, like we say all the time, what happens in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey.
Yes.
And that's going to lead to a national registration and national bans and things like that. All you need is a couple more high-profile shootings.
Correct. But now we're going to have four states that are the same stature. I mean, Connecticut's not a sanctuary state. A lot of their towns and cities are. In New Jersey, we have towns and cities and counties. I think Middlesex is a sanctuary county.
Is it really?
Middlesex or Monmouth. Yeah, one of them is a sanctuary county.
Oh, it's not Monmouth. No,
then it might have been Middlesex. So we're dealing with that situation, too. So I think our new governor, Murphy, is going to have his hands full with all of that as well. And again, you know, you hear me a little to the fact our Senate president, Steve Sweeney, used to be an A rating from the NRA because he's in a predominantly right-leaning district all the way down South Jersey, which is completely different than North Jersey.
A whole different state.
But because he's built such a huge power base up, he was allowed to cross over a lot. And after the tragedy, the Sandy Hook tragedy, he came out for the magazine restriction to 10 rounds from 15, and he put it up for a vote and everything. And so he lost his A rating from the NRA, but Steve Sweeney felt he should have been governor, and him and Murphy don't see eye to eye on much. So, you know, and now the new Speaker of the House, you know, had, again, the horse trading that goes on for him to become Speaker of the House.
Right.
You know, I'm sure he had to make deals with people. Well, when my bill comes up, you better vote it. When his bill comes up, you better vote against it. So, you know, there's so much horse trading going on. And we'll just, again, like everything else, we'll just suffer in the end like the American citizen does, just like the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. And if you read Animal Farm, you know, the pigs are all dressed up in fancy clothes, human's clothes, gorging at the table till they're ready to burst. That's pretty much what's going on in our country right now. I don't know how we get term limits. You know, it's funny, like right after the election, term limits was hot. Now you don't hear a word about it anymore.
Right.
And it's back to status quo. And, you know, over.
Because they know how stupid and short minded we are.
Yep. Less than 1% of U.S. citizens are millionaires. 50% of Congress is millionaires.
Yeah. It's amazing. Look at, and presidencies, it's become a stepping stone to billionaire status.
Yes.
You know, we used to complain about Andrew Jackson, who came in a pauper and took over the Indian reservations and the land that he wanted and left a multimillionaire. Well, nobody complains about Barack, who also is a Democrat, by the way, and a progressive. But nobody complains about Barack Obama from the left, who came in, you know, complaining about his debt that he had, you know, from college.
He got no debt now.
They got no debt now. Yeah, they don't complain about the $6 million payoff that he got from publishers for no kind of book at all.
So keep an eye on New Jersey, rest of the country, because it's coming to you.
Yeah.
I'll be in Trenton a lot. So December 2nd, NRA rifle instructor. December 3rd, NRA shotgun instructor. December 12th, holster draw. December 29th, multi-state CCW. January 6th, CPR and AED. January 7th, quick clot. January 20th, protective pen. Great class to take.
Very good class.
CPR AD, I talked about. Build-A-Bear, build your own AR anytime, 7 days a week. Email Jimmy at GUNFORHIRE.
While you still can.
While you still can. Pretty soon we'll be building your own. We can't even build a slingshot. Anyway. Yeah. Don't jump to conclusions. People keep sending me emails. What am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? You know, it's a long road from a bill becoming a law, and we can't make any assumptions. So on that depressing note, I'm out.
Well, looks like the clock on the wall says it all. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, in New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. And be sure to stop by and join us next week for another fun-filled hour behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. See you next week. To go shine.